You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Today we have a very special guest for Friday Features, and that's 90s Kids. If you have not heard of their music, you're truly missing out. We have the guys from the band here. They're chatting about everything from their latest EP to future releases, fans, collaborations. I'm telling you, we talk about everything, so be sure to stick around for the full segment. Whether you're a new fan or know every single lyric, you're gonna wanna hear it. This is an exclusive Friday feature. Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Glad you guys are asking. I know there's like this weird winter storm currently happening, and I just walked out to like 3 feet of snow this morning. I know you guys are in Ohio. How are things looking there? Is it that bad?
The roads are pretty treacherous, if I say so myself, but you know, We're here, we're alive, nobody got in a wreck this morning, so we're ready to roll.
All right, that's awesome news. I'm just trying to get over this coldness, and on top of that, the pandemic is still going strong. I did not think that we would be here a year ago, or even like 6 months ago, but here we are, and there is a vaccine, but God only knows where it is. How have you guys managed, you know, coronavirus and still getting songs done and working with producers and the studio and all of that?
Yeah, I mean, just to kind of kick it off, we were very fortunate to be able to all move into the same house together in Columbus right at the start of the pandemic. I'm talking like a week after the shutdown.
Yeah, like literally right at the beginning.
Yeah, and you know, that allowed us to kind of hunker down and build a studio in our house and write and record and produce the EP that came out this year. Or this past year, I should say, Doing Love Wrong. You know, so that's definitely kept us sane, being able to work together and being in the same house and, you know, being able to still create through all this madness.
Yeah, that must really help, because I mean, I've heard of so many musicians having to do like Zoom meetings and send things through email, and it's just like, it's getting complicated. But the fact that you guys are in the same house and you have a studio there must make things a lot easier. And I think a lot of people wish they were in that situation right now, especially at the beginning of this. I don't think a lot of artists or bands thought that it would come this far. Like, oh, maybe a few months, if that. But now it's going on almost a year. So you guys are really ahead of the game, recording, releasing things. Speaking of, you did drop that EP, Doing Love Wrong, last year. I know it's weird to say because we just started, it feels like, 2021. How was it to see the response on that? I mean, I know you guys have a ton of streams on Spotify alone. You definitely have gained a bunch of fans after that project. So what was that response like?
We were all very proud of the EP because it's a project that's very diverse, and it sort of represented all of the different things that we were experiencing and all of the different sounds that we were experimenting with throughout the pandemic. And, you know, I think we were all sitting together on our couch having a drink the night that it dropped at midnight, and we opened up Spotify and saw, you know, all of the love from the editorial playlists that we got, and we were just overwhelmed and so pumped. And it definitely spread us to some new markets and got us some great new engagement and helped us grow the fan base out to some different people. And I think, you know, a lot of the reason that worked was because it is so diverse, like I said. So to see people actually connecting with it, and you know, I think there really is something on that EP for everyone. And to see that you know, that is actually happening, it was definitely cathartic for the year that we've had.
Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. Jordan, Matt, do you guys have anything to add to what Corey said? I mean, I completely agree that there is something for everyone. You guys have so many different genres and kind of concepts flowing through that project alone, even in just, I think it was right, 6 songs.
I was just saying, yeah, it was just super exciting to put 6 songs out there. I think we all agree if the pandemic wasn't a thing, we probably wouldn't have had as much time to write. So it really allowed us to just, you know, work on music every single night and get those 6 songs done that we're all extremely proud of.
Yeah. On top of that, I honestly think that probably the most exciting part of this EP was that it was a time and a space where not only we came together physically and lived, like moved in with each other, but also I felt like we developed our own sound even more so than on past releases. And we sort of moved away from the kind of like indie alt, like 80s pop rock sort of sound and moved into this more modern pop alt rock conglomeration of sounds that we have on the EP.
Yeah, I can totally see that, especially just like going back and listening to older songs and things you guys released, comparing that to this EP. I mean, it's awesome. It's just like the evolution of where you guys are headed with music. I really enjoyed the EP. I definitely want to talk about the success that you guys have reached, and specifically just your top five songs. If you look on Spotify as like a listener, all of them, I think, are all diverse. There is something for everyone, even in those top songs. I think that's why listeners are really enjoying and digging the music so much, like you guys mentioned. But I do want to talk about Bad For You. I really, really love that song with Midnight Kids. Can you guys talk a little bit about how that collaboration came about and just the success of it? I know on Spotify alone, it has nearly 1 million streams, and that's not even counting all the other platforms that people have been listening to this song on. I love listening to it when I'm driving. What's that been like, and how did that collaboration come about?
Well, first off, thanks for the kind words. I think that that song for us as well always is going to hold a special place for us, and it's one of those ones that once we get back out on the road and can play it live, we are so, so excited for that song in particular. But as far as how it came about, it was kind of out of the blue and really awesome to just get a message from Dylan and Kyle, you know, the two members at the time of Midnight Kids, and just say, hey, we found you guys. We've been listening to your stuff and we think you would sound really, really great on this track. And they sent us over essentially what was almost like the final instrumental of Bad For You. And so they just gave us something totally new to work with, whereas, you know, we're usually the ones that start writing the music and the lyrics simultaneously, but we got this kind of already half full canvas of, you know, here's the vibe and how do we kind of capture this lyrically. So it was kind of one of those really cool experiences, because rather than, you know, stressing out about the production and things like that, all the minute details, we got to really let loose and just tell a story lyrically and kind of try to write something exciting that got people hyped and fit, you know, the level of production that they produced out on that song. And those guys are just such great producers, but it was honestly one of the easiest songs to write lyrically. It just flowed so well because they gave us such a good canvas to write with. And honestly, almost every single one of the lyrics was right away from the very first draft. It just flowed so naturally. And Dylan and Kyle are just such great guys to work with and collaborate with. And, you know, they're out in LA and we're in Ohio, but we did, you know, just some calls and texts and things like that and emailing back and forth. And it came out, I think, better than any of us could have ever dreamed of. And to see the response to it has just been even better.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. I know that it's kind of weird right now because, you know, if it was a normal time, you would be able to, you know, go on tour, play festivals, and kind of see all of those people that have been supporting you online and streaming your songs, especially that song, and just loving the collaborations. Is it weird now that it's coronavirus and, you know, you're seeing these streams online? Does it ever feel fake or kind of like untangible to you to just look at streams and be like, wow, that's really wild, but I want to meet these people, I want to see them, I want to hear what they think about the music?
Yeah, I'll start and I'll let the guys talk, because I think we all have, you know, lots of thoughts about this. But I think it is strange in a sense that, you know, we toured right before the pandemic, and our last day of tour was the day before the country got shut down. And being able to, you know, like we played a song, Freak Me Out, at the time, which hadn't been released, and being able to see the fans' reactions to the new music was unlike anything else. And it's always that way. And now, you know, it's great to see people connecting with the songs online, but definitely it's hard to replicate seeing the look on someone's face when you play something live for the first time, right? It's something that we really, really miss.
Yeah, like like Corey said, we got back from tour and that on like a Sunday. I think that Monday is when everything shut down. Everything was work from home. So we had a possible tour lined up after that. And then we had a couple one-off shows and college shows out of state that we were super excited to play. So, you know, we were definitely bummed out about that, but I think quickly we realized how much time we had to write. And I think we've all just come a lot closer together this year, and we've really bonded a lot just living together. So we've just tried to take the positive out of the situation and just, you know, keep going forward with it.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know if I have really much else to say about that. I would say, you know, with the singles that have come out this year and just all the streaming love we've gotten and the new fans and stuff, it doesn't necessarily feel fake by any means. I think it's just it's a byproduct of us growing as a band, and it just makes us even more excited to get out, you know, get back out on the road and play live shows again. So that we can get to this point where we're playing Bad For You and Freak Me Out and all of the other songs off the EP live.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally relate to that because I do concert photography, something I do on the side, and I was out there doing like 2 to 3 shows a week. It was something that I did all the time. And then once the shutdown happened, it was like, okay, well, now what? And so I can't even imagine, I always like to say, what it was like for the bands and artists to kind of have their whole lives basically and passion stripped away from them. It's like, oh yeah, we're about to do a tour. We just concluded a tour and, you know, now it's time for part two. And then everything's just on halt indefinitely. So I know it's difficult. I'm hoping that hopefully by the summer or fall of this year, things will start panning up and, you know, getting back up and running. That would be a dream. I think we're all just hoping for that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah.
But speaking of that one collaboration with Midnight Kids, I think it's funny. It's Midnight Kids and 90s Kids. It was almost like it was meant to be.
Yeah. We joked about that a lot.
That is one song that I love. I liked that it had, like, you know, that kind of EDM electronic sound in production mixed with you guys as a band. I thought that was a very interesting collaboration. Do you guys have anyone on your dream collaboration list in, you know, the electronic world or just in general that you're like, if we could do a song with them, I would be stoked?
Corey, do you want to go first or?
No, you guys can go first.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one right now, I would totally say Chelsea Cutler. I'm a huge Chelsea Cutler fan, and she's such a good songwriter and producer, and I would just kill to have a song with her.
Yeah, and I would say right now also we're super vibing on this band called Valley from Toronto, and they are just, their music is so fun and so unique, and every single song that they've released this past year has just been like totally incredible. They're cool people. That's definitely a dream collab as well for us.
And rounding out the alternative pop, I was going to say, honestly, I think the band Joan, they're another like alternative pop band. I think they're out of, is it Arkansas or are they out of Nashville now? I can't remember. But
yeah, they're out of Little Rock, I think.
Okay, yeah. We look up to those guys. We think their music is super sick and fun, and a collab with them would just be so cool.
That is so funny that you guys say that, because when I originally listened to your music, I was thinking about Joan, and I really love their music so much. I think that they're incredible, and you guys kind of have like a similar vibe that I think would mesh well together. I would love to see it personally.
Yeah, those guys are awesome, and we've had the chance to meet them too, and they're just like really, really nice people. So yeah, I mean, that's definitely on the list as well. Even, you know, just to get to play a show with any of these people would be sweet as well. But I think that this is all to say that we're definitely not done collaborating if the right ones come about.
Endless opportunities in that collaboration space. So I could not agree more, but I do want to chat a little bit about that EP that we talked about a bit earlier, Doing Love Wrong last year, crazy enough, 6 tracks. What was the inspiration? Speaking of other artists and bands, did you guys have influences or inspirations while creating that? Were you guys listening to a lot of, you know, a certain genre or certain bands, or was it just kind of a collaborative effort of multiple things going on?
Yeah. So, I mean, the best thing about that process, I think, is that we all went in deciding there's really no rules with this, right? We were listening to everything from like sad bedroom pop, like Jeremy Zucker, all the way to like old nostalgic stuff like Michelle Branch. And I think we did not limit ourselves to a specific sound or anything like that, but we tied the songs all together with that thread of doing Love Wrong, where all of the songs kind of conceptually fit the fact that, you know, we mess up in relationships and we have problems, and it's such a big part of daily life, right? Is navigating love at a young age. And so with that being the tying together factor, we felt that genre wise, right, we could have a really heavy kind of pop punk sounding song like Fuck Up, and then have, you know, a really somber melancholic song like Still Got Feelings, all the way to something that sounds like it was, you know, ripped out of a Jesse McCartney track like Proc. That was what was so cool about it, is just not really kind of boxing ourselves into a certain sound.
For sure. I completely agree. And I can hear that listening to it back, you notice different things or different elements of the production that you didn't notice the time before. And I think that's what's great about music right now, is that no one really wants to put themselves into a box. You know, Jesse McCartney or Jeremy Zucker or whoever, like, you could blend those sounds and concepts. And that's what makes music right now, I feel, so great. You guys are definitely doing it right, in my opinion. So I'm loving the music. I know you guys have a ton of fans who also agree, and, you know, nearly millions of listeners at this point now. But what's next for you guys? I know that EP dropped fairly recently. Is there another project that you guys are working on? Are you going to release some singles this year? What's next?
Yeah, I mean, there will definitely be new music this year. I think that the difference, you know, the different approach we're taking is that, you know, whereas doing Love Wrong was kind of no rules, we found something on that EP that we want to explore a lot further. And it kind of ties back to the music that we loved growing up as kids, right? In the 90s and the early 2000s. And the projects that come this year are really going to be, I think, a lot more cohesive and a lot more, you know, confident and just, you know, bold in that direction. So we're really, really excited. We're writing a lot of new music right now, and you'll definitely be hearing from 90s kids a lot, I would say, this spring and summer and onward.
Yeah, we've been working a lot on the music for this year, and I think we can all say that we're very, very excited where it's going right now. So I just can't wait to get that music out there and hear people's response.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Corey covered it super well. The new direction we're going in is definitely kind of a nostalgic throwback, and it's going to be exciting to hear how it all pans out later this year.
Okay, I'm here for it. I know everyone else is super excited to hear this new sound from 90s Kids. I'm excited for new collaborations, hopefully, in the works. And if you guys, as a final question, have one message for listeners who have recently discovered your music, or fans who have been around, you know, since the beginning of time, what is something you would like to share with them, or what's one message you would like to leave listeners or fans with about 90s Kids and the music and everything in between?
Just for me, we finally found our space in this industry, we think, and I think we're at a point where everything from here on out is going to be, you know, giving it our all 100%. And we feel that the music that we're putting out now is really honest and genuine to ourselves and who we are as people. And we hope that that kind of portrays to listeners as well. We hope that, you know, throughout this crazy kind of pandemic, that one or more of our songs, even just one lyric, something can connect with you and help you find relief and kind of catharsis in the madness. And, you know, if there is one connection that we make to one person that makes them feel a little bit better through music, we've done our job and we're happy. We're going to be giving 110% this year, writing music that we believe in and hopefully you believe in too.
How am I supposed to follow that up? That was so well put. Yeah, honestly.
Drink water.
Social drink distance. Water, get a lot of rest.
Social distance.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, yeah, for anyone new out there listening who haven't heard our music before, check us out. And yeah, what Corey said sort of sums it up. I think we're all pushing 110% for this thing, and we're super excited for what 2021 has to bring. And you know, if our art brings you happiness or any form of, you know, emotional stability or catharsis, then that's a win in our book.
Yeah, I agree with that totally too. You know, Corey said it best. If we can just have a song that connects with even just one person out there, that's what we do it for. I think if I could say one thing to anyone who just found us or just any fan that's ever listened to us is thanks, because like we seriously are so thankful for every single person that have listened to us, because we would not be here. We would not have put out that EP. We have not gone on tours and stuff and played all these shows. You know, I think Spotify does such a good job of getting our music out there around the entire world. It's just honestly incredible to, you know, get an Instagram DM from somebody in Japan when it's still like 8 p.m. here before the song comes out midnight saying, hey, like, love the song so much. Love from Japan. Like, it's honestly the craziest thing in the world. And we're just so thankful for every single person who's listened to us.
For sure. Totally agree with that.
Well said.
Very well said.
Damn. Yeah, you guys really covered it all and so perfectly. You know, you even remembered to tell people to wear their masks and wash their hands and distance. And then on top of that, you're like, thanks, Japan. Like, shout out Japan. But also,
shout out Japan.
So yeah. Many people, again, are finding your music still, even right now, I bet, and streaming it. It's just awesome to see. I know the numbers and streams and everything in between. The success is only going to go up from here. I'm super excited that I, you know, discovered you guys before the big blow up happened, because I know it's on its way. And I'm just excited to see what's next.
We are too. And you know, thank you so much for having us on to talk to us. It's always a pleasure talking to other creatives, and especially when we can't meet face to face and, you know, we can't be playing a show that you happen to be, you know, doing photography for. You know, it's nice to be able to connect and you know, have real conversations with real people. You know, even if we've got to do it online, socially distanced, you know, it's an absolute pleasure. And, you know, we're looking forward to this year for 90s Kids.
100%. I agree. I am also looking forward to it. I want to thank you guys so much for coming on. That's the Tea with Alessandra G, and talking about everything music wise and collaborations and what's coming next. I hope everyone goes right now on Spotify and checks out your music, especially Bad For You. That's your new driving song, guys. I promise you that. And I wish you guys all the best for the rest of the year. Let's hope we get out of this coronavirus mess soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another segment of That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I want to say a huge thank you and shout out to 90s Kids for being so lovely and taking the time to chat. Listen to their music, share it with your friends, let me know what you think, what's your favorite song, mine's Bad For You if you didn't already know that. And finally, I have a very, very special message. If you've tuned in before, you might know it, and if you haven't, well, this one's for you. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. We just don't feel right. We just don't feel right.